schools at...
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links, and check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is December 3rd, Monday, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. We are broadcasting live out of Michigan. We actually left Minnesota yesterday. We went through Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois. We went through Chicago just a little while, yeah, and then we went through Indiana. Now we're in Michigan. We're going to be doing some tea parties, some high school assemblies, so on and so forth. So we're just happy to say that we're on the road again, practicing what we are preaching, actually being a part of the resolve rather than a part of the problem. And friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to be my friend, go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. It's Bradley Dean double E, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Again, lines are going to be inaccessible. No phone calls. Sorry about that. We'll get back to you when they are made available to us as well. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. That is why. And folks, on our Sons of Liberty Facebook page, I want to encourage all of you to go to that page and like it. Now, why? Because we are posting stuff and updating stuff very regularly. Many of you know our website.
Regularly.
Right. Many of you know our website, and it's a fantastic website. But to be updated on the fly, Facebook is simple and it's easy. And oftentimes we're Twittering, so you can get our Twitter feed, SOL Media 1, off of that Facebook page as well. And then also keep posted on some of the stories and the way that culture is changing. On what we're doing, you can follow the Sons of Liberty. Right now we're touring in the state of Michigan. And as Bradley said, we've been through Wisconsin and into Illinois, Indiana, etc. 50 states are in our union, folks, and we don't intend on stopping until all 50 have...
We should have stopped in Chicago and told Obama that there wasn't 57 states in
the
union.
That's true.
We'll get to that next time.
Because he was from Chicago, and there's a real upright mayor there.
Well, he
too.
Moved there when he was 25 years old. Then he served in Senate mysteriously for 142 days before he became the president of these United States. Pretty bizarre stuff, man.
He mysteriously got into Senate on top of it all.
True, oh, especially with against, you know, who was his campaign challenger, Alan Keyes?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was like watching a college-age student with a 4.0
up against an infant.
Spanking an elementary kid who couldn't even pass the first grade, but yet the people supposedly again, friends, folks, we got to get over this illusion that he's winning these polls because he's not. He is not.
There's a lot of supposedlies.
There is.
The Facebook is Sons of Liberty Radio. That's Sons of Liberty Radio. Click on it, like it, share your comments. We love to share them on the radio. We love to talk about folks like Cindy. She just commented here recently on one of the posts, "We are living in evil times." You think? But that's all the more our job to be the light,
that's
so
right.
that we don't talk about the evil times we live in. I mean, when kids, and you come home and tell your kids, "Well, we live in evil times," and your kid probably thinks, "Well, Dad, Mom, what are you doing about making the times good?" Christ didn't go around talking about how it's evil times. He was changing the culture that he walked in. So did our founding fathers.
Well, his mere presence actually exposed the evil that he was in.
It did.
Yes, it was.
And you also saw that his enemies, as I'm just reading through the book of Luke as a little side note, they never did anything publicly because he had them in. They sought to destroy him. It said the chiefs of the people, the chiefs, the scribes, and the Pharisees sought to destroy him, but they could not know what they might do because all the people were very attentive to hear him. Why? Because he was changing the culture that he lived in. That was the reason he was sent. And that's the reason you're on this planet too, folks. So yes, we are living in evil times, but what are we doing about it?
Yeah.
Evil should turn to good.
That's right.
Evil should turn to good.
You know, my daddy always told me,
mm-hmm.
even though he never lived with us, I'm being facetious here, but it is true. I've heard
your heavenly daddy.
You know what my daddy told me? When you see a good fight, get in it.
Well, did your daddy have a fine peace of mind?
Well, this daddy is. That's how I'm teaching my kids. They're going to have a peace of mind by seeing what daddy goes through to get what we're going for.
That's right.
And the end aim is peace and prosperity and righteousness the way God intended it and through our establishment.
And what does the Bible say to King Asa, who was under siege by his neighboring country, which happened to be Israel?
Oh, these are some evil times, man. We may as well just throw our hands up in there and do absolutely nothing about the problem and just throw it on our kids.
But the prophet came to him and said, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout all the earth, seeking to show himself strong on the behalf of those that will what? That will believe him, take him at his word, and walk in his commandments." Evil times get translated into good times. Why can't this be the time where that was the time when God showed himself up to the nation?
It can be.
Exactly. That's what we need. That's what we talk about.
Yeah, the Chinese have a word called crisis, and there's two meanings to that word. And one is either danger or the other one is opportunity. And I see the times as being an opportunity for the righteous to stand up and do the work. Not so much as to turn and rebuke people that are not doing the works, but really just to show them what God will do through an obedient people, because he can, he has, and he will, and he'll do it again tomorrow.
Amen. That's his promise, and that's his word, and that's what we take him for, folks. So let's talk about these times being the times when God showed himself strong like he did for our founders of old in the 1700s, or the Great Awakening. That's our purpose.
It is. And you know what? Really what it comes down to is men need to find their faith in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. We actually met with a individual this morning, and we went to his company, and his company was just over the top, huge, prosperous. And we were talking to him, and I shared with him, I think the problem, and I know it to be true, I'm just being cordial in this conversation, this particular conversation that I had this morning, and I basically said, in essence, the problem with leadership is that leadership in America only talks. Well, they capitulate. Leadership needs to be exemplified through duty and action, and there needs to be a presence and an affirmation by the Spirit of God on that ministry or on that man that we will win the day.
Amen.
And when people find their faith in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit, well, you know what? It's all over for the enemy. And that's the ministry that people are going to get behind.
That's the times we need.
Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Of course, you guys know I'm just kidding, right? Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Get Bradley and Jake. Now, folks, again, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And go to our Facebook,
right,
which is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and like it. And again, folks, we're constantly feeding these channels,
yes,
as well as mine, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook. But, Jake, you got more going on over there as far as what the ministry's doing, so on and so forth, yeah.
You know, and I think that's a good thing to note, too, folks. Those of you listening that want to be in touch with Bradley, obviously we're traveling constantly, and he's always working on something, but Facebook is a way where you'll be able to find him because he stays very plugged into that. And you'll get the real Bradley on Facebook. We don't have other people manning these things for us. But as far as the Sons of Liberty Radio, that page, we post things like this. Now, I just saw this morning, actually, on my LinkedIn account. The TSA, as we know it, is dead. Here's why, and I thought, geez, if LinkedIn is sharing that, there must be some relevance to it. Well, it appears that the House Aviation Subcommittee hearing, which is what they just had, now the House of Representatives represents you, the people, folks. Not even the Senate. We're talking the House here. They represent you individually. Until we became popularly elected through the Senate, it's a little different story, but Congress has all authority because they represent you directly and more purely than the President or than does the Supreme Court. Now, those two are branches of this government, but they're still subservient to the people. There is no branch in this government not. The TSA administrator, John Pistole, refused to testify before the committee. They called him in because he's the administrator, he's the honcho that runs the show. He refused to testify before the committee, didn't even show up,
mm-hmm,
on the innocuous subject of, quote, common sense improvements to the American airport security. See, they were bringing him in just to talk about, okay, let's talk about the TSA, just like any company does. The,
mm-hmm,
boss brings everybody in and says, okay, are you producing fruit? Are you making enough clogs? Are you doing enough to produce my bottom line? Because that's what a company looks at. And if you're not, then you get fired or replaced or we tweak things. That's common sense. That's free markets, what you and I have to deal with when we have our own businesses. But these improvements, reportedly, he didn't show up because the committee has no jurisdiction over his agency.
And that's important for people to understand. That's listen to the mentality, friend. Who is he accountable to?
That's right.
He says he's not accountable to anybody. And you know what? For birds of a feather flock together. And this is exactly what you're seeing breed from this administration.
You got it.
They act as if they're accountable to nobody, when in fact, friends, they are accountable to Congress, which is we the people and the voice of us.
That's exactly right. And you can look at throughout the past four administrations for sure to be certain that that is the role that government is attempting to take. The TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, their jobs, what is it to do? They go through airports. Now they want to set them up at different retail stores. They're trying to figure out other things for these clowns to do because they're so pointless and meaningless. People are irate and upset about what the department does itself. But now you have, just like you had with Mr. Who's the Attorney General, Mr. Eric Holder.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I can see his face.
That's
right. Eric Holder comes and he says, well, you know, I just don't owe the committee this information. You know, this is protected by... And then the president comes in and says, no, this is protected. When the government starts to say that they are protected from you, the people, again, Congress directly representing you, you vote for them. It's a popular election.
Well, they just got to ask the question is, well, then who do you work for?
Who are you working for?
Yeah.
Because if you're not working for the people... But we're working for the people's safety. Okay, then you're working for the people. Well, we're working for the people. We're just not accountable to the people.
Yeah.
Well, then who are you working for?
Yeah.
Okay, so this thing all winds down. What is the purpose of the TSA? It goes on to talk about how this meeting, though Mr. Pistol wasn't there, multiple people berated the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA. Why? Because of what they do to people. They violate them all the time. There is crimes going on.
Which
crime,
we'll talk about
crime,
in a couple
crime.
Minutes.
There is no discipline to get this little badge. One time I went through the airport and I came up to a TSA agent and I said, so what does your badge say? And he was proud to show me it. But folks, all he did was fill out a job app to get that badge. There is no specialized training. And then when you go through, this is another time, and I posted this on Facebook. I was walking through the little thing and I had a zipper on my pants. Well, I'm not going to take my pants off to walk through the thing. So the guy looks at me and says, I got to touch your leg. And I said, what? You don't have to touch my leg. It was in the security thing. It set the sensor off. I said, if you look at my leg, sir, there is a zipper on my pants. That is what hit it. I just need to touch it. So I took my pocket. I emptied it upside. I didn't let him touch my leg. I put my pocket out, and he touched the zipper. I said, are you happy now? He said, yeah. Was that so bad? And I said, yeah, it was so bad.
It's a violation of the Article 4 of the Bill of Rights. I mean, I don't see what people don't understand about this, friends.
Exactly.
This isn't, the TSA isn't about preventing terrorism, because remember, terrorism doesn't work anymore. It's politically incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
So then what is it about? It's about violating your rights, friends.
Exactly.
And when you figure that out, it's going to be all over for the TSA and through an administration that commits crimes against we the people, our foundations, the Constitution of the United States, and the Bill of Rights, and which we're talking about right now.
And great point to that. When it starts out, why did the TSA come in? We all got the whole thing from Bush and the Patriot Act that they're going to protect the people from the terrorists. Now
that should scare you right there.
Exactly.
Then why are they trying to disarm you?
Now the terrorists are gone, so who are they protecting us from? They're not even answering to the people.
That's right.
So who are they accountable to?
Who are they working for? Is the real question.
And why are they there? And why are they allowed to continuously commit crimes and still yet no major screening to work for the TSA again, folks? Walk through the lines. And if some of you working for the TSA are listening to this, you need to just quit. Don't get mad, just quit.
You need to go get a real job.
Exactly.
You're violating the Constitution where hundreds of thousands of men died to give unto us, and you're really disgracing yourself every day that you go back to work in every sense of the word. You're not protecting nobody. And for the most part, if you do a little homework, look behind the curtains of the administration, you're going to find out right then and there. And if you do a little homework, you even find George Soros is behind the scanners, friends.
Yeah.
So it's not about protecting you. It's about violating your rights and conditioning the people to accept it.
That's
really what it comes down to.
The conditioning is the huge part, folks, because it's like when you go through a stop sign. Let's just say you go screaming through it. According to the letter of the law, I just drive straight through a stop sign and I hit somebody. I've hit somebody. That's why the stop sign is there. It's to stop me from hitting somebody. If I slowly roll through a stop sign and hit somebody, I'm hitting somebody because I'm not stopping at the stop sign. It doesn't matter if you go fast, slow, and it does not matter the progression of how they attack the Bill of Rights. The second they cross that line, they've broken the law. That's your first flag. Nothing good can happen afterwards. It's like the old analogy that a friend Michael Perutka used. He said, well, what happens if I come over to your house, Jake, and I notice that the curtains are kind of shabby and the sofa doesn't match the carpet, and boy, you know, your house is just looking pretty poorly. So when you're off at work, I actually break into your house, I change the carpet, give you a nice new sofa, and replace the blinds. And let's say, just for the sake of the analogy, that I make your house actually look better. I still broke the law in everything that I did. And that's the Kool-Aid, folks. Well, it's going to be better. You've just got to trust us on this. Yep. Give us the authority we need, yep, and we'll make things better. Never. When you cross that line, that's the first violation. That's your first cue, and you've got to react to it immediately.
And you know what's interesting? You know who puts question marks here? And again, this is important for us to all hear. You know what's interesting about all of this, friends, is the very people that have been leading the right, as you call it, the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots, they're the very reason that we are where we're at today. Mm-hmm. And then when you begin to bring in resolve and give them answers as to what the Constitution really says, you know, that Constitution that they themselves are supposed to be magnifying, mm-hmm, then they are the ones that have put objectionable questions to you.
Right.
They put the objections to you, and they're the ones that combat you.
That's right.
And what happens? Propaganda, and what? The agenda goes forwards regardless. Mm-hmm. What we're dealing with in this country today is we're looking at an administration that is dividing the people, and while you're fighting within, he's attempting to take control from without.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we just seen during this re-election with the UN, the powers that are given to the UN, the executive orders. You know what America needs to do? America needs to stand up and give the executive order to this president and say, you're done, go back, glean his record, and hold him accountable for every violation of our Constitution, mm-hmm, in civil court, and bring justice down upon him.
That's right.
In every sense. And the same thing with his illegal czars.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where it comes to.
Put the
and
question.
If you want resolve.
That's right. That's right. That would be the best thing that would happen right now. It wouldn't be for us to get our guy into office. It would be to remove the evil, because, folks, there's evil in both sides. And until they realize that you are resolute and you will, yep, not tolerate compromise, they're going to continue on in their ways, Republican or Democrat.
You were just talking about that on the way down here, Jake. Why don't you go ahead and share with the people as to what you were telling me? Until the people stand up and say, you're not doing this anymore, friends, you're going to find out what you're really up against, because, as I've said in the past, and I'm going to continuously say this, there's going to be a show of power sooner or later. Mm-hmm. It's either going to be the people through resistance obeying God, just, yeah, like our forefathers,
right,
or it's going to come through this illegal administration violating the people, and there's going, mm-hmm, to be a show of force.
Mm-hmm.
Mark my words on it. I've been right 100 times,
yep,
and I guarantee you with this one, I'm right on this one too.
And at the rate they're accelerating right now, folks, they are forcing your hand, which is ridiculous.
Real oppressive means.
And you already know their hand. So you're the ones being forced right now. It's not them on their heels, but they do know that their time is short. They have to execute quickly.
That's right.
But truth is on our side.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. The days are evil. No, these are the days where God will show himself strong if you will take him at his word and stand.
That's right. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the crimes of the TSA. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package. Now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with four fuel discs, plus a five-pack of replacement fuel discs, two Light Straw personal water filters, one magnesium fire starter, a four-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
The Sons of Liberty got Bradley and Jake, and we're talking about the TSA, the crimes and the violations committed by the TSA and their administrations, their top dogs who find it unreasonable to have to give an account for their position to the American people. And in about 2 minutes here, I'm going to get to the violations of the TSA and the most recent ones, and I'll go back a little bit with you just to show you the kinds of people that they're actually hiring to lay their hands illegally upon you as you go through the check-in lanes to get to the airplane.
Yep.
Of course, for your security and safety.
It reminds me of that.
It's always that.
It reminds me of that man named Mussolini who, if he had the choice between, and I'm going to paraphrase his quote, but a good man, you know, an upright man, a morally upright man, an honest man, and a scoundrel, he said, I would pick the scoundrel.
He did pick the scoundrel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And why? Because scoundrels will do scoundrel things.
Bad company corrupts good communications, right?
Yep.
Well, look at his
good
friends.
Character. That's right.
That's pretty crazy stuff.
Birds of a feather. Article 4 is a good, a positive to our rights, folks. The power's not delegated. Excuse me. I went to Article 10. That's a good one, too, though.
You think you're talking about education.
It's highlighted on here. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause.
Probable cause. So, That's in essence, every person in this country that goes through one of those checkout lanes with the TSA... they have probable cause that you're a terrorist.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting? But the illegal immigrant coming across the border is not.
That's right.
And you have the ACLU and this administration going after anybody that violates the illegals, but to the illegals, they violate those that don't submit to their unlawful tyrannies.
And that's what happens. When you let them cross that stop sign, oh, well, they're just rolling through it. It's really not too bad. A lot of people do it anyways. Why even execute justice on that? The right of the people to be secure in their persons. Think about this, folks. The reason the Bill of Rights was written was for you. And now you have an agency that won't answer to Congress, which represents you. You have an administration that won't give you documents that will allow, that will give guns to illegals, fully automatic guns that they try to ban in the United States of America, to kill your own law enforcement people that are protecting you. Why is everything aimed at what protects you? That's what they seek to come down with. If you go through those lines and you look at the purpose of the Fourth Amendment was to protect you, now you have TSA agents who, contrary to what the Bill of Rights prescribes for government, is going after you again, making you a suspect with no probable cause, no warrant, and there's no oath or affirmation that anybody's a criminal. So this is part of the conditioning, folks. The conditioning is that the government knows better. The government is accountable to nobody, but somehow it's supposed to be for your good.
Mm-hmm. Which right there shares and is very telling that they don't work for the American people any longer.
Just trust us, right?
Recent TSA crimes. A tweet on Tuesday by Scott McFarlane, a TV correspondent with Cox Media in Washington, suggests that a TSA agent exposed the breasts of a 17-year-old female during a pat-down at LAX, International Airport. The teen, whose name is not revealed in the story, is further identified as the grandniece of Republican United States Congressman Ralph Hall of Texas. How ironic. Isn't that something? You reap what you sow.
That's right.
It's going to fall to his posterity for what he leaves undone.
That's a great
Hall
point.
Insists that the girl was badly mistreated and that the TSA officer should have been fired and criminally prosecuted, might I add.
Okay.
The agency, however, has deemed the incident accidental, claiming that the teen was wearing a loose-fitting sundress that contributed to the wardrobe malfunction. Mm-hmm. Huh. Maggie Buckenmayer, 58.
It was the dress's fault?
Yeah, it was the dress's fault. Let me go on. Maggie Buckenmayer. See, this is only going to go so far.
Yeah,
you can
is.
Only oppress the people for so long before they kick back. Maggie Buckenmayer, 58, was going through security November 1st when her artificial knee set off a metal detector. And as procedure, when that happens, the TSA performed a pat-down search. The female assistant began her pat-down and was extremely, extremely invasive with her hand pressure between my thighs, between my legs, on my female body parts, Buckenmayer said. I want to interject this thought with you really quick. How many times when you're getting on an airplane, do you see them people purposely aim at an older individual to violate that old? I don't care if they're in wheelchairs. I've seen that more than I have not.
Yeah,
okay? And it bothers me, but I'll tell you why it bothers me. It bothers me for a righteous sense, but I want to tell you why they do it. They do it purposely until you're conditioned to accept everything that they do, no matter who they do it to. See, the parents across this country stood up and said, get your stinking hands off my kids. So guess what's going on, friends? They won't touch your kids.
That's right.
See, this is what happens when a people stands up. But let me finish the story. Buckenmayer says she was told a protrusion was discovered between her legs and that she would have to go through another pat-down. Now, it's interesting, Jake, when we were in Atlanta about 2 years ago, do you remember who was doing the pat-downs? Do you remember who was standing at the TSA line before we went through? It was the Muslims that were standing there. And I thought that was rather diabolical. I don't want to use the word ironic, but it was diabolical because it's interesting because we're told that we're being violated. We're told constantly that we're under an Islamic threat, and we still are. But now, all of a sudden, friends, it's just not permissible. Mm-hmm. You got to ask yourself the question, who's the enemy then?
That's right.
It's within.
Mm-hmm.
And what did our forefathers say? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Well, what happens when they don't need that foreign enemy anymore? It means they're already within.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the American people have not figured out yet,
yep,
for the most part. But let me go on. This one is so invasive, said Buckenmayer, so uncomfortable, so painful, that I would consider it sexual assault, she said. She says she became emotional after being aware or asked to go through a private screening room. There she claims she voluntarily, without being asked to do so, removed her pants. Buchenmayer claims she was then told that removing clothing was not necessary and was asked to put her pants back on for a third screening. A third screening. She says she was eventually allowed to leave after the TSA agent who performed the third pat-down did not find anything out of the ordinary. However, she claims she did have to undergo a final sweep with a metal detecting wand. If some stranger, she said, did that to me, as did one of the TSA agents did, that stranger would be convicted of sexual assault and sent to prison, Buchenmayer continued. She's exactly right. She's exactly right. Well, let's look at the history of the TSA really quick, shall we? And it's also interesting they've yet to actually catch a terrorist.
Yep.
And we have what's that?
It's like the president saying, "Well, I've saved hundreds of thousands of jobs. How in the world do you determine that?
Yeah.
Oh, we've saved America from thousands of terrorist attacks. Probably. How do you determine that?"
It's like the fat lady that loses 20 pounds. She gains 40, then she loses 20.
Yeah.
But she tries to get you to just forget sleight of hand that's going on, the extra 20 pounds that she didn't have there in the first place. And it's the same thing government does on a daily basis.
That's right.
We gained 20,000 jobs or 200,000 jobs. But the real question is, sir, how many have we lost? And by the way, let me put it in perspective. That's not your job anyways.
That's right.
Get out of the way.
That's right. And then you find out most of those jobs are created by what, the private sector or the public sector? They were created by the government.
That's right. Let's go on. In 2011, TSA crimes, there were at least 62 screeners arrested. Those that are putting their hands on you illegally, friends. 62 screeners arrested. One for murder. 11 for sex crimes. 10 of which involved children.
Mm-hmm.
4 for drug smuggling through the airport security, over a dozen for theft from passengers, totaling in excess of $800,000. For your security, huh, friends?
Yep.
Other crimes included impersonating a police officer. Here's the demigod attitude that you get from the TSA.
Sorry.
Assault and battery and other assorted violations. Example 1. A Federal Transportation Security Administration employee has been arrested in connection with a molestation of a girl, a little girl, Orange County Sheriff Department said. After a 15-year-old girl came forward claiming Charles Henry Bennett, 57, touched her inappropriately when she was 12, deputies said he was arrested early Friday and booked into the Orange County Jail. Amen. The arrest report says the man told investigators he planned to make her his sex slave. TSA agents, friends, for your security only. Example 2, a Transportation Security Administration worker at the Logan International Airport is accused of assaulting a 14-year-old girl. Sean Shanahan, 45, of Winthrop, is being held on $50,000 cash bail bond following his arraignment in East Boston District Court. He is charged with statutory rape, enticement of a child, and indecent assault and battery on a 14-year-old girl. But again, friends, just forget about these guys. These are the guys that are putting their hands on you when you get on an airplane. But again, it's for your security.
For your safety, folks.
Yeah, for your safety, yes. Example 3, passengers at the airport are shocked over what police say Burley, a TSA screener, did Wednesday morning when a female passenger noticed painkillers missing from her purse after going through a security checkpoint. An investigation was prompted. Later, a TSA official found the missing pills they say Burley tried to hide. And according to employees at the airport, it was all caught on camera, Sue. But all for your security,
for your security.
Oh, and by the way, let me bring it home for you. It wasn't 8 years ago that we were actually going through Memphis, maybe 10 years ago now, and I put my computer through the screeners.
Nice little MacBook.
Got into Minneapolis, and all of a sudden, my computer was gone. What a coincidence. I go down, file a complaint with the TSA, and they said that they were not responsible for the contents or the contents that were stolen from me.
No. Because they were
protecting it. Because they were accountable to nobody.
That's right.
And then, of course, what they do is they put the question to everybody else rather than themselves, and yet they have the mud all over their stinking, illegal, violating hands. Friends, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the violations of those that are there to make you feel secure. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake again, friends. Check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and like us. And like I said earlier, we're constantly feeding that website, and it's information that we're sharing with you on the radio constantly. I just got a text here, an email from Bob Hagen. He said the TSA is just like Hitler's brown shirts. TSA, that is, it is absurd that we still have to go through this harassment. If they put their hands on my wife, I will be up for assault charges. That's exactly, friends, that's right. My gosh, that's right. Obedience, listen, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
That's right.
And if our forefathers, they're rolling around in the grave saying, what are they doing to the people? Mm-hmm. And what are the people themselves submitting themselves to?
Yeah, what are they allowing? And that's where you have to get to the point where you realize truth is always justified by God. Truth is justified on any levels, whether you're a peasant. As a matter of fact, the Bible speaks about justice. He says, favor not a poor man in his cause, nor a rich man. So both sides of the spectrum. It's about justice and it's about truth. And I was just going to bring up, when you go to Sons of Liberty on Facebook, we actually just posted this TSA crimes. It's a video, folks. You want to check this out. Spread it out. Disseminate the information, which is exactly what the Sons of Liberty did, but also read the column. This gets more and more atrocious. And what happens after these crimes happen? Well, then they have a hearing and with a committee from Congress to give account for these things, to see how they can make things better. And how does the TSA again react?
Yep.
We're not accountable to Congress.
And how do they act? Unaccountable.
That's exactly how they act.
Let's get back to some of these crimes really quick. I'll give you another example of TSA crimes towards you, the American people. Example 4. A TSA employee, Randall Scott King, 49, based at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, tried to kill himself after allegedly abducting a woman, sexually assaulting her, then giving her a suicide note to deliver.
This is your TSA for your security, folks.
Oh, my gosh. What is that?
And they're not accountable to Congress.
It's like, oh, my goodness. They're accountable to me, dog.
You got that
you
right.
You know what?
The people.
Woof, woof.
Whether they say it or not, that's the thing. People think, well, he has a badge. He knows better.
No, he doesn't. It didn't take him discipline to get that badge, friends. And if it didn't take him discipline to wear that badge or to achieve or what's the word that I'm looking for? Work for. Mm-hmm. To be respected in his position. If he's not disciplined, how is he going to discipline himself when he's violating you?
No.
And that's really what it comes down to. Example 5, talking about TSA crimes against the American people. A Transportation Security Administration agent has been charged with theft after attempting to steal a laptop at Memphis International Airport. Isn't that interesting? That's mine.
That's
it's
right.
Probably the same guy that ripped me off. But I'm not even kidding you, dude. You know what? I will say this. You know what's good about some people in this country? You can just do it to some, but you can't do it to all. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that if I caught this guy, yeah, I would file charges, I would go to court, I would make sure the judge understood everything and everything according to what he should do, mm-hmm, in violation of the laws that that individual just broke.
You got it.
And the other part of this is that we also have to look at the fact that he's in a place of position of authority.
Yeah.
And, folks, that even carries heavier charges against those that violate the laws because of the place that they've been put in.
That's exactly
so
right.
It works for you when you put it into perspective, regardless if they show you respect during their violation.
That's
or
right.
not. Ricky German, 48, was charged Wednesday with theft of property over $1,000, but less than $10,000.
Oh, okay.
You know,
it's less than
you know what's interesting, Jake, is I just did a prison in Minnesota,
mm-hmm,
and I asked these kids that are for the most part forgotten about, and I asked them the question. I said, so is stealing, if I ask you make a distinction between someone stealing a penny and $1 million, you know what they all said to me? They said stealing is stealing.
No difference.
I said, good for you.
That's right.
And who would know better than them that are in jail for breaking the law?
That's right.
But why do we have judges today? There's a distinction now between theft property of over $1,000 but less than $10,000. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there were some sins that were greater than other sins.
Mm-hmm. There's the line.
If you steal, you steal.
Well,
what do you think you're going to answer to God on Judgment Day and say, well, Lord, I only stole $1,000. I didn't steal $10,000. He's worse than I am.
Hey, that's what the church is teaching people. You know, that goes back to the stop sign analogy. Well, he only rolled through it. He didn't blow through it. No, the point is he went through it. The line is the no. You cross that line, the penalty comes, and the justice comes. My little boy actually had a little, what would you call it, an axiom for the word TSA. TSA, totally stupid administration. We're talking about a little 10-year-old kid. But folks, how many of you say, oh, yeah, he's exactly right. He's looking to this generation saying, then do something about it.
Totally. That's what's so ridiculous about everything that goes on in our country. Folks, we're not old men. We get it. We don't just roll through and complain about what we tolerate. When we're going through these lines, we're confronting these individuals.
Yep.
I don't like it any more than anybody else does, but it wouldn't be going on had the American people come together at such a time as this to say enough is enough.
That's right.
I remember when I was a little kid, you could just run right through the metal detector,
mm-hmm,
and the whole family could go in. What, now they separate that? Mm-hmm. No!
Because, and if you look at the real source of this, number one, it's about control, it's about conditioning, it's about attacking the Bill of Rights, and then guess what?
That's really what it is about, too.
The same people that are lobbied in Congress are the people, the George Soroses of the world, that have stock in the new scanners that are federally mandated, and this comes in the bureaucracy. Then the bureaucracy is created, and then from now on, federal dollars go towards these programs. And who do the federal dollars buy it from? The private market. So then people that are investing in the private market, by their congressmen, by people, because people will be bought, and they are out there that will be bought. And once they're bought, then you have a never-changing bureaucracy because nobody wants to get rid of it.
I'll give you one more. Timothy Monroe, 41, faces charges including trafficking cocaine, possession of cocaine with intent to sell.
For your protection.
Yep, for your protection, friends. Yep. Possession of a firearm and the commission of a felony. Possession of marijuana with intent to sell and possession of paraphernalia. These are the TSA crimes, folks. By the way, I have page after page after page after page after page after page after page, literally after page, of violations towards you, the people. And you know what's appalling about all this? You'll actually hear people once in a while say, I feel safer.
Yeah.
I feel safer.
This is safety.
Yeah.
This is safety when the mob protects us in our own neighborhood. Why is the mob in your neighborhood? That's the backwards conditioning. The mob, you're taught, is evil. But there's nothing I can do about it, so at least they protect me. And then you throw your posterity to the dogs and to the wolves. Folks, there's, as you're saying, there's more of these. Go right to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and go through these videos and read the content.
We talked about this just last week. What does the mob do? They walk inside of a storefront mm-hmm. in New York City. They say, yeah. You need us to protect you. This is how much it's going to cost you. The store owner says, no, I don't need your protection. The mob guy looks
anyway.
At him. Yeah, the mob boss looks at him and says, no, you don't understand. You need our protection. In essence, what they're saying is you need our protection, mm-hmm. and you're going to pay for it regardless if you like it or not. Mm-hmm. And then the person that's paying for it is asking the question, well, who are you protecting us from? The mob boss looks at him, smiles, and walks out the door, mm-hmm. all the while knowing that he was only telling that man, you're going to pay for our protection, and really who you're protecting yourself from is us.
That's right.
And that's really bad government.
Create the problem, bring in the solution.
Thank you. A meeting at the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. I'm sorry. I don't want to say Mr. and Mr. Sorry about that, friends. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook, however. Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence, and so do I, friends, in Jesus Christ. Mr. Williams stated, if we fail, I know what my fate will be. I've done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I've done, which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged. Mr. Hillhouse replied, well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government. Then, sir, said Mr. Williams, you deserve to be hanged for not doing your duty. In America, it falls to each one of us in this country. Many, 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 many families across this country and the numbers of millions have sacrificed their family members to ratify the Constitution that we as a people need to come together and we need to magnify the laws against crime in every fashion. And just keep in mind, friends, the crimes that are being committed to you and tolerated by you as American people today are the very reasons a lot of them boys and them girls are laying 6 feet under right now. They fought, bled, and died fighting against the ideology that you yourself right now are tolerating. And friends, let that shame be taken away. Let's stand up. We can do this thing. We can win the day. And Jesus Christ is our answer. I raise the flag and say, no king but King Jesus. Friends, we love you by what we do. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I didn't tell you the name of the flag. See, this is the anticipation. Let it build a little bit. No king but King Jesus and appeal to him. Oh, was that funny?
No, I was just thinking.
I didn't think so.
Well, yeah, it was kind of funny.
It was funny. You know,
I wasn't thinking
really
when
funny?
I said
you just spend Doc $50. Isn't that funny?
No, that's not funny.
Yeah, I think that's funny. $50. You're Doc, cowboy.
Another
1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.